Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. The best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment. Supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee, great job.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Parts Unknown with your host, Professor Gary Lee. Now, tonight, we have a little different format. I'm going to get to bring on the Wolverine here in a minute, real quick. But before I do, like always, I'm going to bring on my producer, the man that put us on the air for 9 years in front of the world. He's an amazing man. He's got vision. He has the Elite Publications, which you heard a little bit earlier, our sponsor. I want to bring him on right now, Hunting Jesse Bowen. Jesse, you there, sir?
I am, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Well, how's North Carolina? You taking care of everything there?
Well, yes, sir, as much as I can contain and control.
Well, you're going to be honoring a dear friend of mine, a movie star, but she also was a great sport karate competitor, a sweetheart, Miss Cynthia Rothrock. Tell my listeners a little bit what you're doing for her in New Orleans. Now, in Las Vegas, you're doing it at the New Orleans Hotel. But anyway, tell my listeners what you're doing, sir, please.
Well, yes, sir. You know, Cynthia and I, we've been working together for the past 9 years on various projects and things. And, you know, she was the tribute person back in 2016. And what an amazing year. It really changed our lives with the release of the book and, you know, the inductees, the event. And we've really grown to a whole another level from that event to the foundation, the institute, the publishing company. And so this year we're bringing back in and sent you back in for the tribute. This will be the ninth edition and probably the final one. And we thought it would be great to celebrate her and everything she's doing from our movies. We have a Cynthia Rothrock scholarship fund that we're going to be giving to young ladies that are, you know, martial arts competitors, a college scholarship. So we're going to launch that off in a few weeks. But just, you know, bringing back in to say thank you for the things that you've done, not just talked about, but you know, she's really one of the most active, you know, ladies in the martial arts of going places, doing things, and sharing with the world, you know, this, you know, the life that she's leading. So, yeah, that's going to be happening in Vegas. We're launching the Who's Who in the Martial Arts Metaverse Museum, the Presidential Community Service Award. We have about six other things that's going to be happening. So it's not just our event. There will be six other events that will be happening simultaneously with our event in Vegas.
Wow, that's exciting. Now, this is the year of the ladies. We're in our organization, the Sport Karate Museum, and your AMAA Foundation. We're saying thank you to all the ladies. But, you know, particularly something I got to mention. We have the great Mike Stone coming in from the Philippines to receive his 10th degree black belt October 6th. And I wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask you, Archibald, is there any way that we can maybe present Mike a presidential award along with the other awards that he's going to be receiving, the Hall of Fame and the 10th degree black belt? Is that possible, sir, you think?
Well, yes, sir. Yes, you can send me the information that contains, you know, the presidential award is not just a fame award. It's about service awards. So basically what I need to do is to, you know, have to be American citizen. And, you know, lifetime achievement is, you know, documentation that shows that there's over 4,000 hours of community service work. And that's not a problem.
Well,
we'd be more than happy to do that.
Let me share this with you on the air. Mike invented the Four Seasons Tournament Circuit in the 1670s. He invented the Golden Fist Academy Awards of Martial Arts. He was the choreography for all the major movies, some of them, particularly people really well known, like American Ninja. Okay, this man fought 93 times without losing. He was America's first superstar, Hanji, and I just think it would be really special with all the work you're doing to recognize a great man like Mike Stone since he's coming in from the Philippines. Anyway, we'll talk about it, sir, and I'll send you all the information.
Okay.
It'll be in front of you. And thank you so much for what you do for the Sport Karate Museum. Mention that. Tell us about the store and how they can get a ring or a hat or a T-shirt. Please share with my listeners how they can go to the on website and get something like that, please.
Yes, sir. Basically, it's really simple. Go to our store. When you come to the store, there's a special store page set up just for the Sport Karate Museum. The books, the rings, everything that we have, whether it be hats, shirts, or whatever, is available there. And, you know, really want to encourage, we talk about it a lot, but really go out and check out, you know, what's in there for the Sport Karate Museum. This is a great way to support it. So, yes, go to our website and check it out. The rings are on sale. So and this is, you know, we're making one more minting of the rings. So go and make your orders now for your Legends ring.
Well, thank you again for all you do. And keep Mike in your mind, because I'll send you everything so we can present Mike the incredible presidential award that you're doing. So thank you, Hanji Bowen. You have a great evening, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hanji Jesse Bowen, the producer of Parts Unknown. Now, I've got a special little thing for you. Normally we save him for last, but I'm going to introduce half my co-host, and then I'm going to bring on my student, the Wolverine, better known as Dean Pyle. Hold on. AJ, you there?
I'm here.
AJ, where'd you go?
How are you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, how are
you? I'll introduce you. You're my half of my co-host. Cleveland, Ohio, my dear friend, master from Tang Sudo, AJ Perry. Hey, AJ, how you doing?
Yeah, all right, thanks for the nice introduction.
Well, it's good to have your voice. I missed you a couple of weeks, but you were going to be talking about public demonstrations tonight, so maybe I hear your 2 cents. Okay, I got to go to Wolverine right now because he's on the set doing movies. Wolverine!
Yes, sir, right here. And I want to say I'm saluting Colonel Torres right here, Colonel, sir.
Yes.
I'm going to go backwards, and I'm going to put you on first before we do our topic. And I'm going to bring on the 3 minutes with the Wolverine, where he means what he says what he means, and he can back it up. Now, tonight, Wolverine, do you do public demonstrations? If you do, why?
Well, yeah, you know, one of the main reasons that I do public demonstrations and have my students do public demonstrations is all martial arts schools in your area are going to always talk about how much better they are than other schools. Now, there's only a couple ways you can prove that, you know, one way or the other is, you know, they either, you know, compete against each other in, you know, a combative sport like kickboxing or MMA or, you know, even point fighting or something, or they, you know, do a demonstration and others can do their demonstration and people can see which is better. What really made our school the most popular is, you know, we go out and do these demonstrations, and when organizations, like different organizations, would have someone in and they would say, hey, they would contact the school and say, hey, we're doing, you know, this event. We would like, you know, we're inviting martial arts schools, you know, to come and do demonstrations. I would always say, well, do you have anybody, you know, doing the martial arts stuff? And she would say, sir, yes, sir, we do. We have, you know, whatever the name of the school they're doing, and they're going to do a demonstration. And she'd be like, I'm sure you don't want to be around, you know, when they're doing theirs. And I'd say, no, what time are they doing theirs? And she would tell me, and I'd say, well, you got any time right after that? I'd like to go right after that. You know, maybe that would work out good because you get all the martial arts groups done at one time. And since they're on the docket first, they could just go first, and then we'll go right after them. And she would say, that would be perfect. So they go in, they do their demonstration, and then you bring your students in, and they do their demonstration. And, you know, that's how we got a lot of students. And unfortunately, you know, we made some schools in the area have to close or relocate to a different area because, you know, their own students would quit. We would go back to their school and people would follow us back that were black belts of other schools asking us questions because they don't see what you're doing. They're only told about your school and what your strengths or weaknesses are by an instructor or someone that is promoting the other school. But once they can see it, then, you know, you have a better opportunity. Now, with that being said, that's a double-edged sword. If you suck and you're just leading because you have a big ego and you go do that, which we've had people do that, and it lead to their demise because they thought they would be better and they would go after us. And that they would end up, you know, not looking as good and people being like, oh, man, there's such a huge difference in you guys because a lot of people like to do what I call cosmetic karate. They like to put on a gi. They like to throw a couple punches, make some loud ki eyes. But when it comes to, like, self-defense or protection things or even katas, they don't put the energy in it like it's a real fight. It's just a demonstration of moves. There's no practicality in it. There's no bunkai. Or even if it's a traditional kata that has bunkai, it's not being executed. You can tell somebody does a traditional kata and they have good hard stances, blocks, kicks, and punches. You know, okay, that person could hurt you if they hit you with a technique. And you see people do kata all the time. It's traditional, and it's just a stance, but it's not any power. There's no energy. There's no, you know, chi, if you will, inside that what they're doing. And, you know, that leads to their demise. So, you know, it's a good way to gain students if you're really good at your craft. And, you know what you're doing and you're not just speaking from ego. It's a bad way to do things if, you know, you're just led by your ego and you refuse to believe that you need to up your game and, you know, better your training with some kind of supplement training or something like that. So, like I say, you gotta, it's just like a fight, timing and distance and everything, you know.
Right. Well, listen,
so that's my take on it.
Thank you for taking a break from you making the movies to be behind the show. And I love you, Wolverine. But I understand.
I love you, too. Yeah, I just had him come in like three times while I was waiting and go, hey, we need stuff.
There you go.
We're going to get back to doing some stuff.
Make your movies, and we know that you're listening to us, but golly bum, thank you for being on this show first. God bless you.
You're welcome. I just want to say to everybody, love you guys. Y'all rock it out. Colonel Torres, hope to see you soon, sir. Hope all's well. Love you. And Professor, love you. AJ, we'll talk to you soon. All you guys that's on the air, you know, I'll be talking to most of you here this week anyway. So,
good words.
We'll be seeing you guys soon.
You bet, Wolverine. Thank you so much. We appreciate
Thank
the
you.
3 minutes with the Wolverine.
You're welcome.
He means what he says what he means, and ladies and gentlemen, as you know, he certainly can back it up. Now, you know what's really cool about the five is that I had a vision years ago about putting people across the country and talking about different topics. Well, the Parts Unknown format of the AMAA radio allows me to do that. So that's what we do. At the first of the month, I put together what I call the five. And these are amazing people that we talk about topics that maybe we should talk about, maybe we shouldn't talk about, but we need to talk about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that said, I'd like to introduce the lady of the five. We got two ladies, but this is the number one lady that has been with me from the very beginning. She's an A3 black belt. She is from New Jersey, but lives in North Carolina now. She is going to be coming to the Sport Card Museum event in October and have a booth. And she's got a gift that we'll talk about a little bit later in the year. But she's going to be sharing that gift with all of us. And I'm very proud to introduce my dear friend, my A3 black belt, Ms. Karen Slatcher. Karen, are you there?
I sure am. So good to hear your voice.
So good to hear your voice, too, Auntie. You gave me permission
right.
to call you Auntie.
That's right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you say the word Auntie or Uncle in Hawaii, that simply means Ohana, family. So with that said, Auntie Karen, public demonstrations.
Yep.
If you ever did them or you do them, why?
Yeah. I used to do them as a kid. Remember, I started when I was 9 back in 59. So I was always the one that they put out in front in these demonstrations because there's rarely any girls in the classes. So they used me to throw the big men and to take the big guys down and that kind of thing. I was kind of like their little... I was their little demo kid, but I was also their demo girl. They were trying so hard to get girls to join the classes at that time. So I grew up always being the badass kid in these demonstrations, and they did work. The people did love them. They didn't understand what karate was or judo. They just didn't – it wasn't mainstream at that point. So I was kind of an oddity, but they enjoyed it. Now what I do is a lot of groups. I go to see groups to teach Qigong and Tai Chi and energy healing. So it's a different kind of modality, but people still love to get up and do things with me and practice and feel what energy movement feels like. So that's what I do now. But I certainly have done all of the demos throughout the years and watched them, and people do love them, and Dean was right. You have to be better than anybody else there. And I love his idea of going on second. Oh, gosh. That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
Yeah, he's an animal. That really is a good point.
Oh, great. It was great.
Well, you know, Karen, you know, public demonstrations have always been a interesting subject with me, and I'll tell you why. Remember, do you remember Mako, the Japanese actor?
Yes. Absolutely.
He was my sword instructor for 22 years. And
you
he would
so
call
blessed.
Me up in the, he would call me up in the middle of the night sometimes. And the first thing he would do is he would go, Gary. I said, yes, sir. He says, are you up? I said, no, sir. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And he goes, well, listen, you're ugly. I go, yes, sir. He says, no, you're really ugly. You're not the prettiest crayon in the box. But if you surround yourself with pretty colors, you might blend in someday. But also, Gary, remember this. heard you're doing a karate demonstration this weekend. I said, yes, sir. He says, well, you remember this, that there's always somebody out in the audience that knows more than you. So you better not mess up.
That's
Yes, sir. And he would scare me to death, literally. And I would think every time I perform, whether it be 20 people or 1,000 people, I'd always think that there always was one person in that audience that would kick my butt if I messed up.
That's so true, though. And they're all waiting.
Yeah. God bless Monco. Rest in peace.
Yes.
But
you
know
I
what, Karen? Thank you so much for your opinion. And I'm going to move right along now.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you, honey. You know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the joys that I have is putting together great people. And when I say great people, I mean great people. This next man is an American hero. I mean, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, he won a Silver Star, one of the highest honors in the military. He is a veteran trained in Okinawa. He is a champion, has won many, many karate tournaments. He is a professional shooter that goes around and does world championships. He is an advisor for the Fort Karate Museum military group that we have. And I'm so proud to introduce him and say that he is not only an American hero, I can say he's a personal friend. With that said, Colonel Bill Torres, hurrah! Colonel, you there, sir? Colonel, after that introduction, you there, sir?
I am here, Professor.
Okay. Well, there's a little delay. Did you hear that introduction?
Yes, I did. And thank
well,
you.
Yeah, that's
and, your check is in the mail.
Okay. My check's in the mail. You heard that,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. The colonel said he sent me a check in the mail. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's in the mail, sir. You'll get it tomorrow.
Yes,
special
okay.
delivery.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, public demonstrations, Colonel. If
yes,
you've
sir.
Ever done some, why?
I have, and I have done them, and I've done them in many different forms. Back in the early 80s, for example, some people in the Marine Corps were thinking about establishing a Marine Corps unique martial arts. Many people were for it. Some said we're not ready. And I was asked to do several videos, especially doing a lot of self-defense moves. This is about 81, 82 time frame, 80, 81, 82 time frame, doing several videos to then present it to the senior leadership in the Marine Corps about starting a Marine Corps unique martial arts program. The senior leadership was not ready at that time, so everything was put on the shelf. And about 7 or 8 years later, a new crop of leaders were now the senior leaders, and they were ready for it. So I was part of that little genesis of trying to push martial arts forward in the Marine Corps. And then by the 90s, the Marine Corps had developed its own, what we call MICMAP, Marine Corps Martial Arts Program. So I was at the very beginning of that when the Marine Corps wasn't ready. But I do have some videos out there that went out there trying to get the fire ignited. I've also been asked to do a couple of programs. I was visiting the Philippines in the 70s when I was asked to do some of the exercises on TV, on a program, on a TV fitness program, and I was honored to do that. I did that for the entire Philippine audience nationwide. And really enjoyed it. So I've been involved to some degree or another. The reason I think public appearances or public demonstrations are critical for all of us, it's an opportunity to educate the general public about what martial arts is. Anytime you hear about things, and for the general public, much of their opinion as to what the martial arts is comes from the movies. So any chance you get to correct what the movies may put out with a movie version of karate or the martial arts, anytime you have an opportunity to correct that and be legitimate, that's a good opportunity for the martial arts. That's a win for karate or for the martial arts in general. So I think whether it's speaking about the martial arts or doing a demo correctly as to what should take place, whether it would be in sparring or forms, it's an opportunity to educate the public as to what martial arts really is. So from that standpoint, I think public appearances and demonstrations are critical.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, why I got you on the air, you know, you're a big part of Legends, the event that we do every year, and you hand out the blazers. You're there. That's the most important part. Now,
I'm there for you.
I know. Thank you, sir. Share my listeners, what's it like coming to the Legends, especially bringing in people like Mike Stone? How cool is that? But tell people what's the experience like, other than just going to a karate event. What's it like coming to the Legends?
Well, I've been there with you for the past 8 years, and this is the one event that I look forward to every year. I get a chance to meet some of the people that I read about when I was beginning the martial arts in the early 60s, so 61, or throughout the 70s. People I never got to meet because I was on the East Coast. They were on the West Coast. But I knew about him. I used to read every Black Belt magazine and all the different martial arts magazines. But I never met some of these people. I never met Bill Wallace until 2014 at the being inducted into the USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame. I've never met Mike Stone. We were not on the same coast at the same time. But I knew enough about him. I got a chance to spar and work out with Skipper Marlins and many others. Okay. But many of them I never got a chance to meet, whether it's Eric Lee or Rika, some of the others that you bring in from all over the world. Gary Wisniewski. I really enjoy being there. I really enjoy rubbing elbows with them. I learned from their experiences, and I'm happy to be a conduit in helping to assist you in making sure everybody has a great evening. A great 2 days.
Well, you're
there, Friday and Saturday.
Amazing individual. Besides being an American hero, which I love saying, I love knowing them, a real American hero. And that's what you are, Colonel. You are.
Well, I'll go ahead and send a second check then, okay?
Okay. Send the second check in. Well, I'll see you real soon. I'll see you in October. But,
looking forward to seeing you, Colonel.
Opinion. And,
likewise.
What'd you do? That was AJ from Mark. Moving right along with the five. This next gentleman, Belly Bum, I've known him since he was an orange belt. And I helped him, literally, I coached him to underbelt world championship underneath the NBL, the ski group. And he has become one of the most premier black belts that we have in Texas. I say that because he is now the president of the Amateur Organization of Karate, the AOK, the largest sport karate association in Texas. They run 30, maybe 35 tournaments a year, and he is an A3 black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum. And you know what's really cool? I love introducing him on that level, but what I really love to say is that he has won the Golden Greek, the MVP of Texas, over 5 times. Now, one of these days, he's going to tell me exactly how many. But I know he's won over 5. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It took me 17 years to win one Golden Greek. So with that said, my dear friend, my hero, David Chambers. We call him DE for short. DE, you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, my introduction of you is getting better and better and better and better. I can feel it.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Well, DE, public demonstration. Now, you still run a school, one of the best schools in Houston. And I'm sure you've done demos, but I want to hear your opinion on public demonstrations. And if you do them, why?
I love the martial art. I love the respect that it teaches the students. I love the respect that it demands from me. The discipline is phenomenal. And I get the opportunity to share that with people. I'm working on my son taking over our organization in Houston, and he had a wreck a little while back, and he wrecked his Camaro. And he came to me and he said, "Well, Daddy, can you buy me another Camaro?" I said, "You can go make the money and okay, and I'll get you one." He said, "Well, what I need to do?" I said, "Well, go register students." He said, "Well." You know, he asked me, "How many do I need to register?" I said, "Well, register 100 students, and I'll buy you a Camaro." So he said, "Okay." He did 2 or 3 demonstrations every week at local schools in 6 weeks. In 6 weeks, he registered 93 students, all through public demonstrations. We just tested them for their first rank test one day last week. They tested 30 of them last week and about 30 the week before that. And we got another test coming up on the 25th. These young men and young ladies probably would have never met our organization other than the public demonstrations. When I walked into the school, recently bought a bus to pick up the kids, and I walked into the school, kid was late. I walked into the school, and all you heard was, "Grandmaster Chambers, how you doing? How you doing? How we doing?" The demonstration puts the word out about your organization.
Absolutely.
I know Dean said really clearly, now, you got to have some good demonstrations going on for somebody to want to come to your building. But my son been working real hard, so I put a check mark on demonstrations because, we had a good number of students, but he added 93 students. Last 2 months. So I tip my hat to them. So public demonstrations get a check mark in my book.
Well, what color Camaro are you getting? What color Camaro? Well,
yeah,
you got something coming up in a couple of weeks where, golly, you got Jeff Doss and my son
we
doing
have
a seminar. You got Super Fight. Tell people a little bit what you're doing.
I'm excited. This weekend, we have the virtual Houston International Tournament. So if you want to come in and check it out, you want to see the virtual, all those new students are going to be competing. They're trying to learn Chungji. They've been working on it. They're going to be competing this weekend in the virtual tournament. But then the next weekend on May 13th, we have May 12th, we have Jeff Doss coming in. We have Garrett Lee coming in. They're doing a grand champion seminar, so world champion level. I'm really pumped on that part. Right away, we're going into the 32nd annual. We got grands for the juniors, grand for the adults. That's cool. That we are so excited that we have the first AOK team competition team. So we're going to be announcing them at the Super Fights. We also have our successor from Grandmaster Fred Simon. Our successor is going to be Billy Singletary. He will be promoted to 10th Dan. So we're really excited about that. George Minshew and a few others are going to be doing that. Britt Mills and several are going to be doing that. So we're really, really excited about that part. We're also going to be giving the first scholarships out. So we're going to be giving out scholarships and we're getting the first one out at our tournament. So we're giving away thousands of dollars there just for a scholarship. So it's a lot going on May 13th. Hopefully everybody's going to come there. You can. It is Billy Sweeney's going to be having it live. We have another organization going to be coming in. So all of this will be on FaceTime, live, YouTube. So you can check us out.
You forgot the Sport Crowder Museum is giving you a 5-star rating for your
they're giving a, they not only I'm pre appreciate not only giving a 5-star rating from the from the museum, they also giving a gold watch for the young men for grand champion. I'm excited about that part. And they are seating our first place junior and grand champion competitors for October. So we have a lot going on. And I want everybody to appreciate it. Come out, wave, shake your hand. That will, I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Yes. And,
Get Ready, Professor. Make sure everybody here, NorthsideKarate.org. You can buy all the stuff you want to do, register and everything.
Super. And just to mention that, the event in October has an event called Kasha Wars. This was invented by Judge Roy Kerman and a man named Tadashi Yamashita. And the quick is you have to have 100 first places to be invited. But if you got a 5-star rated event, the grand champion of that event will be able to be seated in Kasha Wars. And that's what this tournament is about. So one more time, D.E., tell everybody the webpage to go to register for this amazing Texas event. Go ahead, buddy. David,
NorthsideKarate.org is where you should go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your motivation. And thank you for your wisdom. Thank you so much, David Chambers from the AOK. Now, the last person on the 5 is a personal friend and someone who I consider to be a true Texas ladies champion. She competed back in the day when women competing against men, and she held her own. She was an incredible champion, but fighting, she was really amazing. And she is part of the 5. And with that said, I'd like to bring on Lourdes Radulat. Lourdes, you there?
Hello, sir. Thank you for the introduction.
Aloha, Lourdes. Now,
aloha.
How do you feel about public demonstrations? I know we talked. You haven't really done a lot of public demonstrations, but I disagree. You've been in a lot of tournaments, and tournaments is public demonstrations. So Share with my listeners a little bit about that, Marta. Go ahead.
It'll be my pleasure. Thank you, sir. Yes, I have competed so much, and public demonstration, it's so important to me that you show your skills. I'm very critical about techniques, how they are performed and how they are to be done. I can compare like other schools, seeing other schools perform their techniques, and you look at their skills, like like in katas. I did a lot of competing in kata and fighting. And Okinawan Te, we do kata kumite, two-man kata. So you really learn to see exactly from the different schools. You really get to show what you know, how you can appreciate the technique and the timing and the, you know, how exceptional the execution is. That to me is very important.
Yeah, when you watch something timing. Publicly or you watch it live, you can see
exactly.
It clearer. That's a good point. Good point.
And well, and the timing of the execution is so so important. And I love that. I mean, I can just like watch something, or I love to watch demonstrations and just critique them to myself personally. And because you know it's so important to do the techniques, like if you're doing self-defense techniques, it's so important.
Well, it's
and critical.
Important that you do it right.
So
when you do it publicly, you're under a microscope, so you can't really mess up
exactly.
Like I said earlier. So thank
exactly.
you, Marta. Thank you so much for your opinion
you're
about
so well,
open demonstrations.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
did
you,
Auntie
sir.
Bowen still there? Auntie Bowen?
I'm here.
Tell
Hello?
Me your 2 cents. On public demonstrations, sir. How you feel about it?
Well, you know, if you run a martial arts school, you have to be a community person. So getting out and demonstrating and educating. So demonstration is more, I always look at it as more of educating people in the community to all the positive plus and the physical things that you do, you know, and what I've actually been able to do with demonstrations is to elevate it. You know, I sold my school in 2016, but I'm still a coach and trainer for Duke Corporate Education. And so what I do, I actually demonstrate on a much, what I'm not going to say a higher level, but a different group of the principals of the martial arts as a corporate educator. And that's how I got the job at Duke Corporate Education, was they wanted someone to come in and demonstrate board breaking for a group of executives. Actually, it was 2012, and it was American Express. And I went in, and we did this demonstration, did the board breaking. I talked to the group, and it came out to be a really big hit. And I've spoken for Nike, Raytheon, and actually next week, on the May 12th, I'll be in New York doing a demonstration of the principles of key for American Express. I'll be in New York. So, but that's the same thing. But if you're growing your martial arts school, you have your martial arts community, but you have other people that can be intrigued about the martial arts and gives you the opportunity to show the uniqueness in which the martial arts can bring out. So if you're not doing demonstrations and not interacting with the community, you may have other skills of marketing, but as a grassroots marketing program, then, you know, demonstrations are definitely a key plus.
Yes, sir. Well, I got a question to ask you, Hunty. You mentioned board
sure.
breaking. Do you know who won the first NBL World Breaking Championship?
Probably Gary Lee.
I thought I'd catch you, but you're smarter than the average bear. God bless you, Auntie Bowen. Thank you.
No,
now, let me get my co-host on, AJ Perry. AJ, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Tell me about your feeling about public demonstration, please.
Well, when karate started getting, spread, from Okinawa and through Japan back in the 1920s, that's how it was really, brought forth to the community, was by demonstrations. So it right from the forefront of martial arts the modern day of martial arts, it's been right there in the forefront with demonstrations. It not only shows technique, but anybody that knows what they're looking at in martial arts that's been around a while, they know good technique. But it shows the parents and the audience the discipline, the precision that not only young children can have, but older instructors. And let's face it, there's a lot of older instructors, and I'm not putting anybody down, that, they don't go out and do demonstrations. They talk about it, their students doing it, but they don't participate in it. But if you see young and old alike doing martial arts, it really opens it up to the community, to people thinking, wow, you can do that your whole life. You're not limited on how you can do that. Or, life doesn't end at 40 years old. So that's a big part of demonstrations there. But they're a must in martial art.
You're absolutely right, AJ. I love this subject because I'm talking to all you guys. I think about the thousands of people that I got to perform in front of and all those shows. And every one of them was a demonstrating of my skills. Even though it might have been comedy, I still demonstrated authentic martial arts skills. And I believe that that's the part that you have to do when you do an open demonstration, where you can portray what they can learn if they come and look you up or look up a legitimate martial arts school. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Five is an amazing, amazing group. And I appreciate Hunty Jesse Bowen, of course, my co-host, AJ Perry. But I want to talk about...
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. I want to talk about, something that's very special. I get to sponsor the Sport Karate Museum this year. Gets to sponsor the U.S. Martial Art Festival. That'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it'll be with Dolly Bowman, an amazing group of people from across the country that have done movies for the past 50 years. They'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon. And some of my personal friends have confirmed to be there. Don the Dragon Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, Billy Blanks, Rick Avery, Janice Hunt, Choo Choo Lee, Eric Lee, Ron Van Cliff, Ron Hall, just to mention a few. But you know what? I've got the producer on the air with me to kind of fill in the holes that I haven't said. Leo Ramos, you there?
Yes, sir, Professor Gary. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Leo. Now, you've got some amazing friends of mine coming to this event, but you're doing something very special. For everybody who buys that 4-day pass and puts SKM, you're going to donate $50 to the Sport Karate Museum. Tell people.
That's right. All they got to do is go to our website at www.usmaff.com. The 4-day passes are available. And we had a special exclusive news bulletin for you. We're launching our podcast next week. And our first podcast is an exclusive interview with Cynthia Rothrock.
That is really, really cool. And, I apologize. I got something in my throat. But you know what? You've done something amazing putting all these incredible people together. And the Sport Karate Museum is excited to be a sponsor and to help you with anything you can. And now you're going to be at the October event for when Mike Stone comes in. And, you know, we're going to try to get Mike here because I think he's going to be in the country for maybe a week or 2 weeks after October. So there's a good chance he can come and make an appearance, too. So that'd be pretty cool. So
That'd be fantastic.
And make sure you tell Keir I said hello, and I'll talk to you guys real soon. Okay?
I sure will. Yes, sir.
You bet. Now, the other person on the sponsor that we deal with on a weekly basis is something pretty cool. If you've ever heard of virtual reality, you understand what I'm about ready to say. Back 20 years ago, you put your phone into a little cardboard box, and they called it virtual reality. Well, that, I guess it was. But now, as we speak, with the Oculus Quest 2 or the Rift or any headset, you can go in, literally into virtual reality, and go inside the program. We're not looking at the program like on a screen, but you're inside the computer program. And what SetVR has done, the developers and the inventors, they've created a hologram that will kick your butt. Once you kick its butt, the wisdom warrior will appear, and you'll be able to go into the History General portal. That's where you'll get to learn about amazing people. And we'll talk about it here, but I want to introduce to you one of the inventors of SetVR, which means self-defense enhanced training in virtual reality application. That said, I want to bring on my dear friend, a real medical doctor who took time from his martial arts ability to create this invention. I want to bring on Dr. Reginald Lee. Reggie, you there?
Good evening, sir. How are you today?
My introduction is getting better.
Amazing. Getting better and better.
Reggie, tell people about VR and what you do, please.
Yes. With SetVR, you will not be outside looking into our program. With SetVR self-defense enhancement training and virtual reality, you'll be actually be immersed into a program, a simulation program whereby a hologram will attack you when you least expect it with sudden and random attacks. Think of it as a simulation program, the program that are in the military and the police department. This is a simulation program for martial arts for self-defense. We've chosen a dark alleyway where bad things usually happen. The hologram will get into your personal space prior to the sudden attack to create an adrenaline effect. It's during this adrenaline surge, the fight or flight mode is whereby one would normally have a momentary pause, whereby one would lose at least 35, 40, even 50% of what they've been taught, and whereby utilizing muscle memory or reflex response would be your only and best recourse to engage and neutralize your attack, to develop a reflex response. Professor Gary Lee likes to use metaphors. Placing your hand on a hot stove, you don't think about it. You move your hand away from the hot stove as a reflex response. You can see a short demonstration of this program on Professor Gary Lee's website or also in Dr. John Terry's United States Hall of Fame website. We have the demonstration there for you all to see. This is a program that you can also practice the art of movement. Another metaphor, if a train or a car or truck is coming toward you, you would not stand in front of it. You would evade. The art of Tai Sabaki, to move angular, linear, circular. This hologram will follow you through the program, 360 degrees around you, moving toward you. By flanking the hologram, you'll be able to create an advantage of neutralization, place you in an advantage of neutralization, not only to evade, but by just avoiding the attack, you can neutralize the attack. With the use of the Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The program is to have you to be able to neutralize a threat that is sudden and unpredictable and random. To practice to improve your skills in invasion through angular, linear, and circular movements, to place you into an opposite position of vantage for neutralization as you practice to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy, develop muscle memory, and subsequently the goal of developing a reflex response to a threat to neutralize without hesitation. As I mentioned, just like placing your hand on a hot stove, develop a reflex response. This is a platform whereby you can continue to practice your skills and techniques and what you learn in your schools, in colleges and forums, on a program of application against a random attack to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. If I and SetVR can instill into you a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation a threat to save your life during an adrenaline surge, we believe SetVR has done its job. The program, we've implemented a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation, and we'll also present you with your own yoga instructor. So please continue to visit us at our website at setvr.app, etvr.app. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the Sports Karate Museum and the history portal in SetVR, for which SetVR has introduced Professor Gary Lee as the Wisdom Warrior at the entrance of the history portal. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must neutralize a hologram attacker at the gate of the history portal and be brought into the courtyard to meet the core history generals. Professor Gary Lee, some few words about your vision of the Sports Karate Museum in VR in virtual reality.
Well, I'm honored that you would even say Wisdom Warrior, because I'm just a lucky boy from Hawaii and lived in a hut. But Wisdom Warrior, I like that. That's kind of cute. But you know what? What's really cool is I've got four people in the core group that will open up the doors of the History Journal portals. And that is, in not any particular order, Judge Roy Kerman, the man that brought the two-point kick to the world, the two-point kick rule. George Minshew, the first man to give away a gold ring in open competition. Chris Minshew, NBL World Point Karate Women's Champion. And the owner of Black Belt Magazine, Mike Dillard, and also the owner of Century Martial Arts, the largest martial art manufacturer in the world. Now, these four people are the core group of SetVR.app. And then every month or so, we'll add a new History Journal, like Mike Stone, A.J. Perry, Wolverine, Carrie Slater. We'll go down the line. So you'll get to know these individuals. And with that said, Dr. Lee, Reggie, thank you for allowing the museum to be a part of your vision. Thank you, Reggie.
Thank you, sir. You have an amazing show. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we pack a lot of knowledge in an hour. We have a lot of people that speak, and they're wise. And if you listen to our show, you'll walk away with just a little bit of smartness that you didn't have before you left. And we want to thank you for allowing us to come into your home. And with that said, go to our webpage and see why over 6,000 people with their last month. www.sportkaratemuseumguides.com. I'm not making that, ladies and gentlemen. Over 6,000 people went there to check it out. You be one of them. With that said, we say this every week, and we mean it from the heart. Much mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.